USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard has now acknowledged that it accidentally shot down a Ukrainian jetliner that crashed earlier this week, killing all 176 people aboard. After the government had repeatedly denied Western accusations and mounting evidence was coming forward that it was responsible. The plane was shot down early Wednesday after Iran launched ballistic missile attacks on two military bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq. A magnitude 5.9 earthquake hit Puerto Rico as the island residents are already reeling from a series of major quakes this week, including one Tuesday that was the biggest in a century. Witnesses say the trembler caused concrete debris from damaged buildings to topple into streets, mainly around the southern area. Hundreds of quakes and aftershocks have shaken the island since the new year, according to U.S. Geological Survey data. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Donald Trump has released more information about the potential strikes by former General Soleimani. USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
President Trump said Qassem Soleimani was killed because he had an imminent attack planned against a U.S. embassy. But on Fox News, he now says there was more than one embassy being targeted.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies, and I think that probably Baghdad already started. They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force and drove them out.
The White House is considering dramatically expanding its much-litigated travel ban to include countries amid a renewed election year focus on immigration by President Donald Trump. It's unclear exactly how many countries would be included in the expansion, but two of the people involved have said that seven countries, a majority of them Muslim, will be added to the list. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, the spiritual guru and best-selling author, has officially ended her campaign weeks before voting begins, saying she did not want to make it tougher for a progressive to win. She also said she did not believe she would be able to gain enough support in the upcoming contest to make a difference in the race to challenge President Donald Trump. In a post on her website, Williamson said, quote, "We will not be able to garner enough votes in the election to elevate our conversation any more than it is now." Williamson has barely registered in the polls and struggled in fundraising since launching her bid for the presidency. She laid off her entire campaign staff at the end of the year, but continued to appear at campaign events in Iowa and New Hampshire. Her decision leaves 13 candidates remaining in the primary. If you're looking for a cool place to travel in the new year, you can start at our nation's capital. Washington, D.C. topped the New York Times list of the 52 places to go in 2020. The article cites several reasons D.C. beat out other parts of the world like the British Virgin Islands, Bolivia, and Greenland. For starters, there's a long list of the city's free museums. The writer also notes the growing dining scene that offers a wide range of tastes which are full of international influences. There are also many historic theaters and concert halls. Washington, D.C. is one of only two places in the United States to be listed in the top 10. Paso Robles, California, which is known to wine lovers, ranked sixth. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.